It's Tone from the Talking Tip Podcast, and this podcast is about you. That's right, you. Not me. It's about you, but I'm doing it. I'm the one that's actually doing the podcast. But it's a good message right here, and I'm reaching over, digging for things right now, because I wanted to make a podcast about time, T-I-M-E. That's correct. And the reason why I wanted to make a podcast about time, because I wanted to talk about how to use your time wisely. But then when I thought about it, I was more like, nah, we probably want to focus on self-actualization, growth, personal growth within, which also could be incorporated within time. But I was having this thought the other day. I was sitting down thinking about how much time cost. That's right. Time does cost. It costs because there's an old song that says time won't give you time. I think those are the words for it. but that expression or that song is very important because you can't get time back. You cannot get time back. And that's why it costs. That's what it is. I'm back to it. Culture Club, Boy George, time won't give me time. Think about that for a second. Pause this right now. Okay, you back? Time won't give you time. No matter how much you work, right? You can't buy more time. No matter how rich you are, you cannot buy more time. So time is very important. And we forsake that often. And this is something that people have to start thinking about. And so this was my back and forth with myself about time, self-actualization in regards to this podcast, because I think it needs to be heard. Seriously, it needs to be heard because we are in a critical day. And what people can't understand, right, is that you're not going to get any time back. You know, the more you surf the internet, the more you enjoy your alternative entertainment, you know, albeit gaming, Netflix and chill, or any subscribed network and chilled at this point, since Paramount, Hulu, all of those guys, even HBO Max is in the game. You know, you can't get that time back. So I hope that people understand this, and I'm going to break it down in some simple points. With a few simple points for people to understand how to recenter themselves and hopefully make the most of time on Earth. Let me start with this. Self-actualization, what is it? It's the realization or fulfillment of one's talent and potentials, especially considered as a drive or need present in everyone, right? We all got a talent, whether we want to believe it or not. We can downplay it as much as we can, but you have a gift of something. You may be a person who can read fast, but do you comprehend? You may be a person who speaks multiple languages, but do you use that universally to connect and network? You may be a person that can run fast, athletic person, you know, for fitness. But are you working out daily so that you could be as fit as possible? Self-actualization. You know, we all are posed with questions as a kid. And the question is, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? And as a child, we often ponder or we shoot our shot straight from the hip. I want to be a police. I want to be the president. I want to be basketball player. Various things that we could, I'm sorry. And I want to be a nurse. Falker. Yeah, if y'all know that movie, Ben Stiller. But some people want to be what they see on a daily basis. The environment that you're reared in often plays a part. Now, I also recently learned that as much as they try to say the influence or one's greatness is dependent on the stability in the home, with the push for having a two-parent household, is not, or is questionable. Let me say this. It is questionable because it is not about having a good, strong parent system, a mom and a dad, which is ideal for some. But they say, if a child sees how happy their mother is, that's going to determine how well balanced they can possibly be and becoming who they are by design, set to become, or what they are setting out to become. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to have to do a little more research on that. But self-actualization and time is the focus on this podcast, and I don't want to keep it long. I don't want to make it a long one because it doesn't have to be. And I don't want to eat up too much of your time. But in actuality, here are some things that people should consider. When you are in a moment or having a moment in private, write a few things down about your life, where you are now, where you want it to be, and see how it matches up. And if it's not measuring up to your standard, self-actualization. I can give you Maslow. I can give you Maslow's chart or hierarchy chart, which is cool. You know, another brilliant mind, you know, came up with an ideology that has been repeated over and over and over again. Self-actualization, where you're focusing on the morality, creativity, problem solving, lack of prejudice, and acceptance of facts. This is the chart. Esteem and the self-actualization is at the top. Esteem, self-esteem, confidence, achievement, respect of others, love and belonging. And I want to make sure this is it. Love and belonging. Friendships, family, sexual intimacy, safety, security of body, employment, resources, morality, the family, health, property. And the last one is being blocked here. I want to make sure I got it. Looks like psychology. Let me double check. Physiology. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah. Physiological. I'm sorry. Something was blocking my view. Physiological, which is your breathing, food, water, sex, sleep, all of those things combined, is the hierarchy chart that Maslow made in regards to self-actualization. So for a person to actually conquer all these things or master these things, you know, that should make you the best person you can possibly be to live the best life that you could possibly live, hopefully. But here I am in this podcast for the people, for you guys. Say, I don't want to make it long, but I want to give you some quick points. Now that you've made your list, you checked your list of where you are versus where you want it to be to see if it's measuring up. Here's a challenge, right? And I'm doing it presently because I'm not living up to who I want it to be, believe it or not. And I don't want to, throw that on to people, but I'm a realist. I want to tell you where I am so it doesn't sound like some phony baloney. But the reality is this, right? In my private time, I was sitting the other day and I was thinking, how many minutes, how many hours am I sitting here and I'm toying with the notion of nothing and idle time? And what I mean by that is I might joke around, I might have a conversation, I might flip through a book, I might skim through something on the internet, surfing and all that other stuff. But collectively, where is it going? So I had an epiphany. The epiphany is this: great learners never stop going to school. Great teachers or speakers never stop studying. And since I am one of those people, I was like, hold on, wait a minute. It's time to become a better Tone. That's right, Peter Tony. Might not be Tone Rob tomorrow. Might be Peter Tony. But seriously, the focus is for you to think about things where you fell short. And here's where I am. I'm learning a new language right now. I'm focused on learning a new language because I'm like, why would I sit and play countless hours of FIFA, NBA, 2K? And now I'm a world traveler. As a world traveler, I'm encountering people who speak different languages. So it behooves me to have to be so dependent upon an app working or having network services so that the cell phone works, so that I can utilize some type of translator app. When I have the ability to sit down and study this stuff, and also when you think about it from an American standpoint, we are lazy. We're lazy. We're not using as much as our mind as we should, our brain as we should. So with that being said, the brain power focus for me was really to utilize more of the brain. And I'm focused on becoming a polyglot. I encourage everybody to try it, because when you think about it, the average citizen at this point in America, they're dual linguistics. With so many people arriving from other nations, even if they don't look like it, they may speak French. They may speak Deutsch. They may speak Spanish on average. And if you are what you call a classical American, or I'm going to typify a classical American, meaning that you were born here, raised here, your parents are deemed to be American, we don't know shit. We don't know much, because the American way is very simple. It's very simplified. We are not focused on anyone else but ourselves. That's it. That's the only person that we're focused on. We're focused on ourselves, and we don't think outside the box. We get centered into monogamy. Monotheism. There's only one God. There's only one language, English. And I'm being sincere about it. I'm not trying to be slightful. I'm being realistic. But when you think about the world, there's so many different tongues. There's so many different languages. There's so many different people, cultures, background. So why are we bogged down on being people or so self, I don't want to say self-centered because I don't agree with that portion of it. I don't feel that we're self-centered because of that. I feel that we were blinded and raised into a system that made us less open-minded to others unless we have to deal with them. But the average American, most Americans love everybody, you know, and it starts back with the tongue, not from a speaking standpoint, but from an eating standpoint. You know, there's so much variety in America from what they deem as American staple food, which is junk food, from pizza to hot dogs, but burgers. But when you think about all this stuff, someone else from a different country ushered in these products, you know, schnitzels, German, Polish, as far as I know, as far as the background of the weenie, the hot dog, you know, pizza. It's not even classic Italian. I mean, but they get the credit for it, which they focus on the margarita. They don't call it a pizza from what I've heard many, many years ago, but impasta. And even now with the craze of sushi, right? That's not the sushi that they eat abroad, quote unquote. But still, as an American, we love it. We enjoy it. We embrace it. We go out and spend our money on it. So if we're doing all these things culturally of enjoying other people's culture, why aren't we enhancing ourselves to become better, well-rounded people? Just an opinion, but a big opinion. And it also falls into the fact of time. Because with time, self-actualization, you know, learning about others culturally or challenging yourself to do more so that you are a more well-rounded person, this is going to open the doors and it's going to be healthy and help you in so many areas. Promise you that. Since I started studying the second language, my reading has picked up to where I'm enjoying reading even more now. I was doing it before, but now I'm enjoying it because I think it has helped the brain speed for me to be able to pick up words now that I have more of a etymology and background and history of language, at least what I'm studying, which is Latin. I'm not going to hide anything. It's the origin is Latin, which I'll cross over to Greek, English, and then I'll expand from there. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I read so much classic stuff that it helps me better understand a lot of the stuff that I'm reading. So my comprehension level is picked up immensely as I've started this process. But this is just language, you know. Shout out my cousin. I know he's a musician. You know, he works on his craft. And, you know, he's doing what he does. But our creative juices are always working and flowing, right? To where we can challenge ourselves to do more with our time. Back to that word again, T-I-M-E, time. So you have to put it all together. I know there are so many distractions, so much stuff to focus on. And again, I don't want to keep you long on this podcast. We're closing in on the 20th minute mark. And I say to you guys, I hope that you really take something from this particular podcast. Focus on self-actualization. Focus on your time, dividing your time wisely, and never stop being a student. And also, never stop being fit, because those things go hand in hand. You know, I read a saying that says your gut leads you, basically. So what that's telling you is if your stomach isn't right, you're not fit enough, you're not going to walk well. And that definitely is true. Fitness is key. These are two points that, as an American, we don't focus on past school because we're just looking for it to be done. But as a student of life, studying, learning never ceases. So, like I said, stay fit on your journey and keep learning. Keep learning. So I hope you've enjoyed the time that I've taken to give you some thoughts of mine about self-actualization and how to take advantage of your time more. Every other day, slow down your interaction on internet. Every other day. So every other day, put yourself in a college course. Tuesdays and Thursdays, focus on you. Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, if you want to be a social media person, do it like that. But creatively, as adults, we have to do more. We have to take advantage of this time because the memories are great. You know, we can snap videos and pictures on the phone. But in our private time, are we fulfilled? So don't allow yourself to become disappointed. That leads to depression because you're not living up to being the best person that you want to be. And oftentimes, we can't point the finger at anyone. The only blame is ourselves. So, hope you enjoyed this. Until next time, peace.